All right, in today's entertainment news, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has just gotten a get-out-of-jail-free offer.
Okay.
Prosecutors in Florida have offered him a deal that would essentially erase the solicitation charges against him. If he admits his guilt, they'll delay prosecution.
If he admits.
Yeah, he's got to admit it, though, okay?
Ain't nobody admitting no more, though.
Uh-huh. And if he submits to screening for sexually transmitted diseases, if he submits to that, if he completes an education course about prostitution and does 100 hours of community service, they say they'll dismiss the
charges.
The
owner of New England. You think he can do community service?
Owner.
The billionaire.
You think he can do that?
Yeah.
Let me
he ain't above the law just because he own a football team.
I'm just telling you this.
The but the president is.
All I'm saying, Carla, ain't nobody admitting nothing right now.
Right.
R. Kelly ain't admitting nothing. Jussie ain't admitting nothing. Ain't nobody admitting to anything.
Nothing.
Yeah, hang in there, Robert.
Yeah. So,
fight it.
Kraft, as you know, was charged last month with solicitation of prostitution last month at a South Florida day spa that was under surveillance for alleged human sex trafficking. That is a very serious charge if he's convicted. Kraft has until March 28th. That's when the hearing is. He has until then to decide what he's going to do.
Oh, wait, hold on. Is they saying he involved in the sex trafficking?
Well, that's what was going on at this day spa, they're saying. And he was in there soliciting prostitutes. Okay?
Oh, okay. I'm just saying that's...
That's real serious,
it's
dog.
It's serious.
It's real serious.
Serious, serious charges. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's real.
He involved the law. He broke the law. He broke the law.
Ooh, he ain't gonna be in no games next season.
Junior, this is down there by, this is West Palm Beach. This is Juniper?
Yeah, Juniper.
Juniper, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jupiter, I'm sorry.
Oh, Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just gonna have to talk to Brady through the phone then.
Well, I mean, you know, and we can't forget that he has enough money to buy the best defense in the country,
I'm sure.
In the world. Yeah. Okay?
He had the best money. Let me start.
What?
No, I'm just saying.
Well, anyway, again, his hearing is March 28th, so he has from now until then to decide what he's going to do, if he's going to accept the plea deal.
Now, this was the day before the playoff game with the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
You watch the news, you know.
Yeah. So you left New
England.
What they
got to do with it, though, Junior?
Well, he left New England. They ain't got no spas in New England. You took a private jet down to Jupiter, Florida, and then go to Kansas City? That right there seems suspicious to me.
In other news, he stars on Ray Donovan, and he's the former star of the game. I'm talking about Marianne Pooch Hall.
Pooch!
Yeah, he won't have to do any jail time for his alarming DUI. This ended with him wrecking his car while his baby was in the car. Pooch struck a deal with prosecutors. He entered a no-contest plea to misdemeanor DUI and to child endangerment. For the DUI, his sentence is 3 years probation and a three-month alcohol program.
Well, he admitted it. Okay.
Yeah. Pooch Hall was charged with felony child abuse and DUI back in October after a witness saw him driving with his toddler in his lap and holding the steering wheel. Pooch won't do any time for child endangerment. The deal calls for him to complete a one-year parenting class, and if he does, the charges will be dismissed.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
good,
not bad.
Pooch.
Yeah.
You're doing
a
good job on the show, man.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
My God.
It's just, his life off the show
making
is
bad,
crazy.
Bad decisions.
Bad decisions. Yeah. All right. Time for the headlines now. Steve?
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.